Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. In the United States, we have seen stock market crashes, we have seen recessions, and we have seen housing market crises. But have we ever seen an auto market crash or a recession? These are uncharted waters, but that is exactly what is happening now. Recently, Bloomberg reported that the dominoes are already starting to fall in the auto industry. According to Fitch, a company that provides credit information for better investment and credit risk decision making, more Americans can't afford their car payments than during the Great Recession. Of course, that is not much of a surprise, being that interest rates are at the highest they have been in 15 years. But car loan affordability has been too expensive for millions of struggling Americans. Last week, on Friday, one of the most famous used car retailers in the United States and subprime auto lender, American Car Center, suddenly shut down its operations, closing all of its 50 dealerships across 10 states. This very well could be the first of many that will be shutting down, which again solidifies another example of a deteriorating economy. Millions of people are falling behind on their car payments, and those numbers are quickly accelerating. According to Cox Automotive, a worldwide auto leader who has the broadest, deepest, and most complete view of the new and used vehicle ecosystem, indicated that many subprime loans were severely delinquent in the last month, up from a month ago and up from this same time last year. Last month's delinquency rate was the highest monthly figure since Cox began tracking data 17 years ago. A seriously delinquent car loan means the borrower is more than 90 days behind on payments. On top of that, IBIS World, who provides industry market research, reports, and statistics, showed that the sharp increase in delinquencies among the riskiest auto borrowers could very well be a leading indicator of a broader auto loan problem and poses a threat to the overall economy. Most people don't pay much attention to the automobile market as they would to the housing or stock markets, but the auto market is a huge indicator of the state of our economy. Many borrowers have been lured into the ultra-low rates over the years, and these borrowers have been adding massive debt to their households. To give you an idea of how large of a problem this is, roughly 10 years ago, Americans had less than $600 billion in automobile debt. And according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, by the end of 2022, Americans owed just shy of $1.4 trillion on car debt. That is a full doubling in barely a decade. People have been borrowing more and more for their cars, from about $26,000 in 2010 to a median new car price today of $42,500. That is an incredible increase in price. I still don't understand how the average person can afford these prices, but along with the increase in car prices, interest rates have also increased, with the average new car loan averaging $700 per month and the average used car loan averaging $525 per month. Along with that cost, you have rent, a mortgage, car insurance, food, life insurance, cell phone bills, internet, cable bills. So it's clear to see that people are drowning in debt. The truth is, the auto loan industry is in deep trouble, and all these loans that should have never been given out in the first place are going to be defaulted on, as the evidence clearly shows. This will cause shockwaves to ripple through an already fragile financial market, and panic will follow. It is no wonder that Elon Musk stated that the failing car market could potentially be the biggest financial crisis ever. So it's clear to see that some great deals will be available in the near future for those who have saved for this potential, as the auto market continues its slide into the abyss. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe if you find this content of value. And until next time, this is the Rudick Report.